This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Today, we've got something special for all you puckheads like myself out there. It's time to talk hockey. The NHL season is underway, and tonight, the AHL season will get underway with your Lake Erie Monsters on the road at Grand Rapids. And joining us right now is the play-by-play voice for your Lake Erie Monsters, Doug Plagans in Grand Rapids. Doug, thanks for joining us. Ready for another season?
Very ready. Thanks for having me.
How many years is this now for you in Cleveland, Doug?
This is my fourth season with the Monsters, seventh season in pro hockey. So very excited to get it going. It's hard to believe that it's already season number four for me with the Monsters, but excited to get this one started. This is the first time I've started a season on the road since I've joined the Monsters.
And at some point this season, as I've been joking with you in my texts and my emails and that, you're going to call your 500th hockey game, Mr. 500. When's that going to happen?
That is correct. Game number 66 for the Monsters this season will be my 500th pro hockey broadcast. So,
well, congratulations.
Looking forward to that one.
That.
It's a good milestone.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully it'll be a fun season, an exciting season with the Monsters. And I was out at training camp on opening day, and the guys seem excited about this season, even though they didn't make the playoffs last season, Doug. There's a lot of guys coming back, as I was reading your press release yesterday, and this is the third year under Coach Chanel, so it seems like these guys understand what's expected of them, as well as what type of system they're in, and they're looking forward to hopefully making the playoffs this year. Do you get the same feeling?
Definitely get that feeling. I think that's the first order of business, is making it to the playoffs and making a run this season. You have a lot of guys who've come up short, whether it was last season or the year before in the playoffs. So, therefore, a lot of guys who want to turn around and play some playoff hockey in the spring. So, you know, having a big start is going to be a big part of that. You know, the points this time of the year are worth just as much as the points that come in March and April. But getting back to what you're saying, a lot of guys who have been with the Monsters either last season and or the season before, and those guys are looking to change the fortunes a little bit. Teams come up short the last couple seasons, looking to get back into the playoff picture again this season.
The roster includes players from seven different countries, the U.S., Canada, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, and Sweden. For Monsters fans out there who are familiar with the team, give them an idea of who some of the key returning players are that they already know.
Key returning players that people are going to recognize, I think that starts with Andrew Agostino. He's at least tied for the team's point lead the last couple seasons, 49 points last year, 52 during his All-Star rookie season a couple seasons ago, and he was one of the last cuts from the Colorado Avalanche, just came down a few days ago. So he's a guy that people obviously have always known that they can count on. He's going to go out there and get his points. He's going to do a lot of the dirty work as well. He can fit in on any line. He's just a great, good guy, good teammate, and he's going to be wearing an A on the sweater this season as one of the alternate captains for the head coach, Dean Chanel. So he's a guy that people are going to need to keep an eye on. Another guy who started the season, or started the preseason, I should say, with a bang was Mike Scarbosa last week against Grand Rapids in those two preseason games. Scored four goals in two games and really was all over the ice offensively. And he missed a good chunk of last season with an injury, about 30 games or so in the middle of the year. So he's looking to get going right out the gate.
Yeah, and he and I talked at training camp, and I really was impressed with his candid answers when I was interviewing him, Doug, in the fact that he said, look, my rookie year, I came in, I busted my butt. I had to earn a spot. Last year, maybe I took it for granted and didn't work so hard. So this year, I'm going back to what I did and then some, my rookie year. That shows a sign of maturity from me, and I'm expecting a big season out of Mike. Do you think Coach Chanel is as well?
I think a lot of people are. He's got great ability. Mike Scarbosa is a special hockey player, especially in the offensive end. He can do a lot of good things with the puck. And you know, there are times over the last couple seasons where he can make a move that brings you to the edge of your seat. So he's a guy to keep an eye on, and a guy who's looking to turn a corner without a doubt.
All right, what about the likes of Joey Hischin and Stephan Elliott and some of the other guys that were there last year, maybe got called up, got a taste of the NHL, but are back down here with the Monsters? How key will some of those guys be in the run to the playoffs this year?
Well, I think anytime you have that familiarity and you have guys who've tasted the National Hockey League, I think that's certainly something that can, you know, that's going to give those guys some extra motivation as if they even needed that. I mean, you look at Paul Carey, for example, and 12 games for the Avalanche last season, played a couple of games during the Stanley Cup playoffs. So he's a guy that is going to be able to draw back on some of that experience he got late last season and look for a big start to the season this year. Stefan Elliott had, at least during his time with the Monsters, had his probably best offensive season last year, and he's going to be a guy that the Monsters are going to look to for some production back there from the blue line, which is going to be a strength, I would think, here in the early part of the season, at least, for the Monsters. And you've got returning guys like Stefan Elliott, Carl Stollery, another one who plays briefly in the National Hockey League last season, got his first taste at the highest level. But a couple of the new guys, some veterans back on the blue line, Bruno Gervais, the captain, and Max Noreau, another veteran defenseman who's put up some good offensive numbers in his career. That's a good top four. That's one of the best top four defensively that you're going to see. And then you have guys like Duncan Siemens, who've been very good, getting better, former first-round pick, Gabe Beaupre, Marcus Lauridsen, guys who've been here for a couple of years. You have the makings of a very solid defense.
We're talking with Doug Plagans. He is the play-by-play voice for your Lake Erie Monsters as they get ready to open up another season tonight in Grand Rapids. And then their first home game will be tomorrow night, Saturday night, 7 o'clock face-off at Quicken Loans Arena. What about between the pipes, the goaltenders? How many are they starting the season with, and who are the names that Monsters fans will be seeing taking turns maybe, or has Coach Genouth already decided on a go-to guy in goal?
Three guys on the roster right now. Fans are going to be familiar with Calvin Pickard and Sammy Adekalio as they enter their third professional season. Calvin Pickard, 8 games played away from 100 as a pro. Sammy Adekalio's had brief tastes of the NHL each of the last 2 seasons. Roman Will is the rookie playing his first pro season in North America, played the last 2 seasons over in his native Czech Republic. So he had some very good numbers over there. 3 goalies on the roster to start the season. And right now, I mean, it says a lot for the organization, says a lot for the Monsters. I mean, it's a strength when you have 3 guys that you can use like that, 3 guys that have a lot of promise, and it has some good organizational depth, obviously, for the in the Avalanche organization between the pipes. So it's going to be interesting to see who does get the bulk of it. But right now, I think you look at it as a good problem to have. You have 3 guys that you can throw out there and feel like you have a chance to win.
Dean Genouth, as I mentioned, entering his third season, Doug, what have you seen or heard differently from him in the short period of time you've been with him at training camp, on the road with the preseason games? Because he and I had a conversation, and we aired it here on KennyRota.com on one of the podcasts. And like Scarbosa, I heard some new and different things from him. I'm curious to get your thoughts.
Well, Dean Genouth, he's a very good coach, and he understands players, especially young ones, with all the time that he spent coaching Major Junior over in the Western Hockey League. And going into this season, some of the things that I've heard him say that I really like, he's said that this is a very young team, maybe the youngest team that he's had since he's been here, but he thinks there could be the most talent in this group. And I think that's very encouraging to hear. Third season with him, and we've talked about the familiarity on the ice, but, you've got a lot of guys coming back from last year's team, and a core group of guys who've been here since Dean's first year with the Monsters. I think that familiarity on the ice, you have the same familiarity with the head coach. I think that can really lend itself to some success as well. So you have, a lot of guys who are used to each other, whether it's the guys on the ice, the guys behind the bench. I think going into this season, that could be a strength as well.
One of the things he told me that stood out was, for himself, he needed to do a better job in handling maybe the down parts of the season, either because of injuries or call-ups or a bad stretch of play from the team. And he thinks he'll be better at that this year as the head coach of this team. And, again, I love hearing guys, saying, hey, I've got to do a better job of this, or we didn't make the playoffs, so some of that's on me, and I've got to play better as a player or coach better as a coach. So, again, I think that's the maturity I'm seeing from Dean, and as well as Scarpos and maybe some of the other players heading into this season.
Well, I tell you what, before I was in the American Hockey League, I worked in the ECHL, and not about any one situation, but just as a whole, to coach at the minor league level in the sport of hockey, or it really, if you're a manager in minor league baseball, it doesn't matter what the situation is, it's very similar. These guys have a lot of obstacles. You have to be ready to adapt at all times, and it's a challenging job, and I give them all credit, because you know, if you're at the NHL level, you largely know who your core guys are going to be. If you're coaching, you know, say college football, for example, you know who your guys are going to be. If you're in minor league hockey, minor league baseball, you might have guys coming and going quite a bit. You've got to keep everything consistent. And like I said, I give them all credit because it's a challenging, challenging profession.
As far as the what's the best way? I don't want to call them goons anymore because that's not a term that, you know, they really like. How about the physical players on this team, the guys that might stand up for one of their teammates when necessary and drop the gloves? Is there anybody that stands out as that player as we start the season, or is that going to unfold as the season goes along?
Well, I think if you have to have a go-to in the enforcer department for the Monsters, Dan Maggio, 197 penalty minutes last year. He's the guy coming back into the fold, and he's going to be playing forward primarily this season. Last season made the conversion. This year he's going to be a forward going into the season. So you can count on him being that guy to kind of be the policeman out there on the ice if need be. But the Monsters have a good team, you know, team toughness, if you will. You know, we've seen Mitchell Hurd's ability to stand up when he needs to. In the preseason, Gabe Beaupre did the same thing. When things got a little interesting at times, he was willing to stand up for teammates. The Monsters have a lot of guys who are open to that sort of thing. Another guy, a rookie, Sam Henley, comes in with a lot of size, and I think overall that's one thing you're going to see from this Monsters group. There's more size on this team than last year. When you look up and down the roster, you're going to see more 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", than you have in years past, and that right there almost provides a presence that maybe wasn't there before.
All right, Doug, they made a switch in their divisions. They go from the North Division in the Western Conference to the Midwest Division in the Western Conference. How big of a deal is that for the Monsters? Is it a good thing for them? Is it a bad thing moving from one division or the other, or is it just neutral?
Well, from a travel perspective, they're traveling pretty much the same distance, just going a different way. You know, in the North Division, they were going out to Toronto, Hamilton, Rochester, Utica. You're still going to have the rivalries with those teams. They just won't play them as much. This season, the Monsters move over to the Midwest Division, so it's going to be heavy doses of Grand Rapids, Milwaukee, Chicago, and Rockford. Over the last couple of years, this Midwest Division's been one of the toughest, if not the toughest, in the AHL, and that doesn't look like anything that's going to change this year. You can always count on Chicago being pretty good. Rockford's always tough. Milwaukee's been to the playoffs 11 years in a row, and Grand Rapids won the division last year, fell just short of winning the division last year, lost out by a point to Chicago, won the Calder Cup and the division a couple of years ago, and they bring back a lot of familiar faces. So it's going to be a tough division, there's no doubt about it. And the Monsters are going to continue rivalries with their old division foes, but they're also going to, you know, enhance the rivalries with these new Midwest Division teams. Like I said, I think this still may be the toughest division in the AHL.
Doug Plagans, if fans out there that are listening right now want to get tickets to come down and check out the Monsters at Quicken Loans Arena during the week on the weekends, you guys do a great job with the promotions and that throughout the season, and we'll be doing some games on TV. I'm looking forward to that as well. But how can fans get tickets? Where do they go? What number do they call?
216-420-0000, LakeErieMonsters.com, the Q box office, or any discount drug mark. Go get your tickets.
It's that simple, and the first home game is tomorrow night against Grand Rapids, 7 o'clock faceoff at the Q. But you can check out the Monsters tonight for their season opener on the road at Grand Rapids. And where will that game be broadcast, Doug?
Tonight's game is on AM 1420, The Answer. You can also catch it online. So a lot of different ways to consume tonight's game. You can also watch it and listen to it on AHL Live. Go to AHLLive.com so you can check it out. Many different ways. Monsters get the season going tonight. And as you said, Kenny, 7 o'clock in Grand Rapids. The home opener tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Q.
Sounds great, Doug. Looking forward to working with you again this season on the TV games. And hopefully either you, coach, a player, or someone, we can do a podcast a week, keep the fans out there, the puckheads out there, give them their dose of hockey here on KennyRota.com. So thanks for making time for me.
Let's do it. Always good to talk to you, Kenny. Thanks very much.
Doug Plagans joining us today here on the Rota Report, and it was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444 or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.